Savikalpa Nirvikalpa. Now, why I mentioned today, I want to say, because in Upayasaram class, I talked about this Samadhi as something experience. And here we're talking about Samadhi as a contemplation. Samadhi as experience is an experience, isn't it? As a meditation result. Samadhi here, Samadhi itself means being absorbed. But in there, you remain attention of the mind remains absorbed in some given object. But here in contemplation, Samadhi means attention of the mind remains absorbed in Swarupam. So that's why it's called, we say, Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nidhyasanam. Contemplation in the form of practicing the Samadhi Abhyasa. So Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nidhyasanam, we say. And here Antara Bahya we say, but we leave the Bahyam for time being. I just tell you Antara. There again, Savikalpa Nirvikalpa. We can just say both Antara and Bahya, can Savikalpa and Nirvikalpa. Savikalpa Samadhi and Nirvikalpa Samadhi. There in Savikalpa, again is of twofold. What is we say? Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Say that now. Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Then Shabda Anuvidha. Say no. Savikalpa Samadhi. I'm sorry, because as I was talking to him, I just missed it. Savikalpa Nirvikalpa Samadhi we have. Then Nirvikalpa is only one, okay? Antara Nirvikalpa Samadhi, Bahya Nirvikalpa Samadhi, that's all. But this alone, the Savikalpa alone, Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi, Shabda Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. And the teacher presents very beautifully, it is not difficult. He enumerates the list. The whole list is presented there. The form of chart. He presents in the form of chart actually. You put his, you read the verses, you can see the chart. The teacher himself is presenting a chart. The verse is in the form of, the chart is in the form of verse only. Samadhi is of twofold, isn't it? Contemplation of twofold. Antara and Bahya. I will take it simply, Samadhi. Savikalpaha and Nirvikalpaha. Isn't it? Savikalpa Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. There in Savikalpa, what do you do? This Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi, Shabda Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Okay, both Bahya Antara, same. Then Nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa doesn't have any, many things are not there. Okay. If you say, just understand this much, I want to go to the Upanishad actually. We say, Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Just take only that. Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. So what is Samadhi? Being absorbed. Being remaining absorbed is Samadhi, isn't it? And here, Drishya Anuvidha, Anuvidha means associated. Connected. Sambandha. Anuvidha means sambandha. Connection. Connected. So, connected to what? Remaining absorbed in something which is connected. Which into what now? We say drishyam. Drishya Anuvidha means what? Drishya sambandha. Connected to the drishyam. Now, what does I tell you? Opaque object Anuvidha. Opaque object Anuvidha light. Means what? Light connected to, associated with the opaque object. Light. Opaque object Anuvidha light means what? Light associated with the opaque object. Isn't it? So, Drishya Anuvidha means what? Associated with Satchitanandam Brahma, associated with Drishyam. What is Drishyam? Navarupa. Isn't it? சத்து சித் ஆனந்தா அஸ்தி பாதி பிரியம் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் அனுவித்த வித் வாட் திருஷ்யம் வாட் இஸ் திருஷ்யம் நாம ரூபம் சச்சித் ஆனந்தம் பிரம்ம அசோசியேட்டட் வித் நாம ரூப திருஷ்யம் திருஷ்யம் மீன்ஸ் நாம ரூபம் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் நவ் வென் யூ சே ஆந்தர ஆந்தர சவி ஆந்தர திருஷ்ய அனுவித்த சவிகல்ப சமாதி லாங் நேம் நத்திங் வாட் இஸ் ஆந்தரம் இன்சைடு இன்டர்னலி இன்சைடு இன்சைடு வாட் டு யூ ஹாவ் மைண்ட் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் மைண்ட் வாட் இஸ் மைண்ட் அந்தகரணம் வாட் இஸ் அந்தகரணம் புத்தி சித்தம் மனஹா அகங்காரா வாட் இஸ் புத்தி வாட் இஸ் சித்தம் வாட் இஸ் மனஹா வாட் இஸ் அகங்காரா ஆல் ஆர் தாட்ஸ் thought modifications isn't it now every thought look at this every thought is drishyam is it okay every thought is what drishyam now with the every thought drishya anuvidha means connected to every thought what is connected to every thought is called seeing this is called samadhi I'm helping it to be what is drishyam here every thought is drishyam all the thoughts are drishyaha isn't it and the entire mind is drishyam where antaha so antara inside hridaye inside there is drishyam inside the physical body also there is object perceived isn't it there's a object of perception internal perception internally perceived internally seen externally seen is difficult not difficult it's internally seen antara drishyam hridaye antah drishyam what is seen inside the physical body mind what is mind manaha buddhihi chitta mahankaraha what are these four all are nothing but different thoughts so every thought is what drishyam drishyam means what நாமரூபம் சீன் இஸ் நாமரூபம் ஹூ இஸ் சீர் தேர் சாட்சி சாட்சி இஸ் த விட்னஸ்ட் விட்னஸ் அண்ட் திருஷ்யம் இஸ் தி சாட்சியம் த விட்னஸ்ட் விட்னஸ் அண்ட் த விட்னஸ்ட் சாட்சி அண்ட் தி சாட்சியம் திருக் அண்ட் தி திருஷ்யம் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் நவ் யூ சே ஹூ இஸ் த திருக் தேர் திருக் is Atma. Drik is Atma. What is Atma? Chitta, the consciousness. Who is this Chitta? The Sat, which is Satchitanandam Brahma, alone Atma, isn't it? Satchitanandam Brahma, which is with every Nama Rupa outside, where do you understand? It's also inside, isn't it? Now, only after the physical body, just take the mind as, mind is the drishyam, mind is the namarupa, namarupam, every thought is a name and a form, with every thought, namarupe upekshya, lead the namarupa, isn't it? With every thought, what is there? Satchit ananda atma, satchit ananda atma. Understand now? Every thought, if you say, take every thought, first example, first you can say, every cognition is say, okay, desire. Take desire. Desire is what? A thought. Isn't it? In the mouth thought. What is desire? It's a name. Nama. Desire is a name. Given to what? A given form of thought. You know, you can't explain desire, okay? You know what thought is now. Subtle form. Desire is a name given to a subtle form. Anger is what? A name given to a subtle form, a thought. Desire is a nama rupa. Anger is a nama rupam. Jealousy is a nama rupam. Hatred is a nama rupam. Like is a nama rupam. Dislike is a nama rupam. Cognition is a nama rupam. Understanding is namarupam. Knowledge is namarupam. Isn't it now? All namarupas. Different namarupas. All vrittis only. With every namarupa, these namarupas are many. So many thoughts are there, so many namarupani. And they come and go. Thoughts are many, namarupani are many, and namarupani in the form of thoughts, we are only thinking of antara, okay? Our names and forms inside the physical body, in the form of mind, in the form of thoughts are many, they come and go. They change. Is it clear now? But what is that which is there with every namarupa? Namarupa means what? Every experience, in experiencing every thought also you have to see what now? Asti, jealousy, asti, jealousy, bhati, jealousy, even though not priyam, still is there. Isn't that priyatum? I like my jealousy. Not that, because it is there. It has asti, bhati, priyam. Desire, asti, desire, bhati, desire, priyam. Cognition asti, cognition bhati, cognition priyam. Everything is there. So with every vritti, every thought modification is the name and form. With that, what is one unchanging, uniform, what is that which uniformly what is there? Satchit Anandam Brahma. Skalo is called Drishya Anuvidha. No, Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Antara Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samadhi. Use thoughts like what? First see the thoughts, namarupa, like what? Seeing the opaque object. Thereafter, what, without what, these thoughts cannot come to light at all. What is that which makes these thoughts alive? What is it which makes these thoughts conscious? What is that which makes these thoughts sentient? Inner thoughts become conscious, sentient and, isn't it, illumined? And what is that which makes these thoughts conscious, sentient and alive? Like how, what is that which makes this opaque tumbler come to light? Light. Similarly, that see the thoughts, desire is, anger is, jealousy is, hatred is, knowledge is, cognition is, perception is, understanding is, isn't it? Pleasure is, pain is, honor is, dishonor is, all these thoughts are there. Honor, dishonor, pain, pleasure, victory, defeat, all in the mind, in the form of thoughts. Isn't it? So all these thoughts which are there, they're all drishyaha vrittayaha. They're all seen, they're all perceived, they're all namarupani. And what is that without which these thoughts, inert in nature, become conscious and sentient? You say what now? You say Atma. Drik is there. Drik, without the Drik, Drishyam will be non-existent. Isn't it? Drik, seer is there. Who is the seer there? Seer is? Existence of seer is the existence of the seen. Therefore, who is the existence there? Seer is the existence. Who is this existence seer? Consciousness. What is this consciousness which is the existence of every namarupa thought? Is of the nature of limitlessness. How eternal, time-wise limitless, all-pervasive, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, because it is there in every vritti, isn't it? Therefore, which is of the nature of limitlessness? Satyam jnanam anantam. Satchit ananda atma is what now? Is the, you do you see Ajananda? No. But now you can shift your attention from namarupa vritti, drishyam namarupa vritti to satchit ananda atma. Understand now? This is called drishya anuvidha. Vritti anuvidha. Antara drishya means what? Antara drishya means vrittis. Bahya drishya means what? My God. For antara drishyam, you can sit keeping your eyes closed and see every vritti. Sitting. Now we are only talking about drishya anuviddha, drishya anuviddha, savikalpa samadhi. Only we are talking about drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi means first you see the vrittis inside, then you see what is that without which the vrittis cannot be themselves. By themselves, vrittis cannot be known, vrittis cannot become conscious and sentient. That is the drik, seer. This seer is existence of seer, is the existence of the seen. So who this seer is, who this existence is? Consciousness. Because if consciousness is not there, there cannot be reflection of consciousness. Reflection of consciousness is not there, this vritti cannot come to light. So tumbler is, when you say opaque object is, means opaque object is because opaque object shines because it reflects light. If the light, if we cannot reflect light, opaque object cannot come to light. Light is, therefore reflection of light is, therefore reflecting medium what now? Shines, therefore it is. Is it clear now? Similarly, consciousness is, therefore reflection of consciousness is possible. Therefore, vritti, the reflecting medium, shines. Therefore, the vritti is. Is it clear now? Who is that consciousness? There is no other drik sitting inside. This drik seer is none other than consciousness. This consciousness is the existence of every vritti. Existence of, who is the existence of vritti? Consciousness only. Is it clear now? This consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness. Asti bhati priyam. You see the vritti first inside, then see what is that without which vritti cannot exist at all. Then come to that asti bhati priyam. Thereafter upeksha nama rupe. Leave aside vritti, then see, focus your attention only. Understand now? This is called seeing that. This is savikalpa. Drishya antara drishya. What is antara drishyam? Thoughts. Antara drishyam is thoughts. Bahya drishyam means whole jagat. Whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you smell, whatever you taste, what bahya. So for this savikalpa, you see that. Isn't it? Then you see both vritti and consciousness inside. That is antara drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. Seeing the consciousness as the drik with the seen thought namarupa together, seeing. Before you saw only vrittis, now you see consciousness, vriddha vritti, then is called antara drishya anuviddha savikalpa samadhi. You see both. Then what you do? Leave aside nama rupa, see only the consciousness, that is antara nirvikalpa samadhi. Simple. Antara nirvikalpa samadhi means what? Antara nirvikalpa samadhi means you see inside satchit anandam asti bhati priyam minus namarupa thought. That is nirvikalpa, antara nirvikalpa samadhi. That is actually contemplation. Is it clear now? First you see what? Savikalpa means what? Seeing both consciousness and vritti together is antara drishya anuvidya savikalpa samadhi. Thereafter, leaving aside namarupa, seeing only consciousness inside is what? Antara nirvikalpa samadhi. What is different between savikalpa and nirvikalpa? In savikalpa, before with samadhi, you see only namarupa inside. In the form of what? Thoughts. Is it clear or not? Not difficult. See the steps, very beautiful. You first inside, antaha hridaye kevalam manaha pashyami. You see only the thoughts. You do not see the drik, only drishyam you see. And then Shastra study helps you to question, understand. Now you have heard, done lot of Shravanam. Now you also know what? Oh, these thoughts, every thought is Namarupam, name and form, Drishyam. Every thought is Drishyam. Every thought is a Namarupa. Every thought comes and goes. Every thought object to change. Every thought is material. Every thought is inert and insentient. Therefore, what is that? Every thought is perceived, known. What is that? Because of which? No? This every thought becomes conscious, sentient, and becomes what? Becomes known, becomes cognized. It's a cognition of cognition, isn't it? Therefore, that's the question comes. Then you say what? Oh, there is a drik. Who is the drik there? There's an illuminator. Isn't it? There is consciousness. How do you know? Because you have studied and understood. Then you see that, yes, in every thought there is consciousness. Because you don't see seer and seen also now, okay, just see. Light is, opaque object is, because opaque object shines. Opaque object shines because opaque object reflects light. Opaque object is able to reflect the light because light is. That's all. Don't see knower, known element, nothing. Just see opaque object is because opaque object shines, because opaque object reflects light, because light is. Is it clear now? Therefore, what now? When you see this, light is, opaque object is. You see both. Now, before you were seeing only opaque object. Now you see opaque object with the light. This called what? Savikalpa samadhi. Understand now? Similarly, your mind is absorbed in both. Antara drishyam is thought. And what is associated with the thought inseparably? Atma chaitanyam. Consciousness is, therefore there is reflection of consciousness. Because there is reflection of consciousness, the thought becomes, thought reflects consciousness. Therefore thought becomes conscious and sentient. Therefore thought is, isn't it? Thought is. Therefore what do you see now? Consciousness and the Namarupa thought. Is it clear now? Seeing both consciousness and the vritti, drishya anuvidha. Antara drishyam is thought, thought connected, thought associated consciousness you see. Like opaque object associated light you see, inside you see what? Thought associated consciousness. Then you see, where is mind? Mind sees consciousness and the vritti. It's called what? Antara drishya anuvidha savikalpa samadhi. Thereafter, next step. What is next step? Namarupe ude upeksha. Leave the vritti is just desire is namarupa vritti. Take away the namarupa. Take the attention from there. You see, minus namarupa vritti, there is the consciousness, which is existence. Is it clear now? Then seeing only the consciousness without namarupa vritti, drishyam, seeing just the drik alone, not physically, don't separate there, isn't it? You drop the, just by not paying attention to the thought, just seeing only the con, you can never see pure consciousness. You need reflecting medium, thereby you see what? You discover the reflecting medium, you see, thereby you see the reflection of the light, thereby then take attention from the reflecting medium, and then you see the pure light. Similarly, use the vritti, you see, use the vritti, hold on to vritti, see the consciousness, then upeksha, then leave the vritti, see only consciousness. Is it clear now? Is it very clear? That see now, when you see only asti bhati priyam, with reference to vritti, vritti is namarupa. Then that is nirvikalpa samadhi. Okay? Antara nirvikalpa samadhi. Is it clear? Then also, there's also what antara shabda anuvidda samadhi is there. Then shabdaha. There are words of the shastram. Now I'm not talking about the outside bahim at all today. I'll tell some of the whole thing and when you see next. That is maybe I'll see you on Monday evening. Now this antara again, which is shabda anuvidda. Now atma uses many words, the shastram uses. How do you know shabdas mean? There are many words which unfold, which reveal the nature of the atma. What are all the words? So many words. Because I studied Gita, second chapter, I studied other books, you studied, if you have studied many Prakarna Granthas and Upanishads, and you would have heard so many words. What are the words? Atma Nityaha, Atma Buddhaha, Atma Shuddhaha, Atma Sarvagataha, Atma na Ajaha, Nirvikalpaha, Nirvikaraha. You heard of so many words, you have heard about Atma. Every word unfolds, reveals the nature of Atma. Atma Asangaha, untouched by anything, untainted by anything, free from blemishes, sarvagataha, all pervasive, nityaha, eternal, sthanuhu, unmoving, ajo nityas, no, shashvato yam purane, purano, nahanyate, hanyamane, sharire, all the words remember. And see every word. What is the word reveals? Now you see the meaning. Asangaha, how this Atma is untouched by the Namarupa. What, how is this, when you say light is not produced by the tumbler, light is not the part of the tumbler, light is not the property of the tumbler, so light, any dirt here, what now? Any dirt is there, any blemish is there, any smell is there, is the light affected by anything here? By the smell here? By the dirt here? Nothing. Untouched, untainted. Asangaha. Similarly, Atma Chaitanyam also, all the problems of the thoughts, you know, every thought comes to light. Jealousy or hatred or desire or anger or ignorance or cognition, everything comes to light in the presence of consciousness. But nothing touches the consciousness, isn't it? Like that, you see the meaning of the words. Seeing the meaning of the words of the Shastram, revealing the nature of the Atma, now you have understood. Isn't it? First Drishya Anuvidha, thereafter you see Shabda Anuvidha. First you see the Drishyam and Drik together. Thereafter you see the Drik's nature. Words, see, take the words of the Shastram. See the meanings of the words revealing the nature of the Drik. Then you connect, isn't it? You see the connection. Yes, how consciousness is sarvagataha. How it is ekaha. How it is nityaha. How it is sarvagataha. How it is shuddaha. How it is muktaha. How consciousness is free always. Seeing the meaning of words, then also where is your mind? Tell me. Where are you then? You are with the vastu. If the mind is with the vastu, that is what is nididhyasanam. What is nididhyasanam? What is meditation? What is contemplation? What do you want to sit and do something? Aren't you with the vastu when you say? So first, drishya anuviddha, thereafter shabda anuviddha. You see the drik, the nature of the drik revealed by those words of shastra, not your own words, okay? Words of shastra, yes, it has been heard, understood and unfolded by the teacher in the class, isn't it? Then you connect, then you understand what? You understand drik very well. You see both. Thereafter, drop the namarupa, see only the vastu. That is nirvikalpa samadhi. Mind remains absorbed in the vastu. First you hold on to the reflecting medium thoughts inside. Thereafter see the drik being associated with the drishyam. Then see both drik and drishyam. Thereafter see the meanings of the words of the shastram. Revealing the nature of the drik, thereafter drop the drishyam namarupa, see only the drik. For which you can sit comfortably and close your eyes and just paying attention. And then what you should do? No more Atma, no more Brahma. I am that awareness. This you can close your eyes and see this. You can say closed eye position for this. This samadhi, isn't it? In fact, in Vedic meditation, physical posture is not at all big criteria. How you sit and all that. Even the Bhagavad Gita says, no? Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasanam atmanaha. You know, all this we say. But still, Vedantic meditations, all understanding. When do you miss that? We want to sit and achieve something. Are you achieving something here? Just claiming yourself. Then, Bahyam, my God. Bahya Drishya Anuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. You don't need anything. Don't need to close your eyes. As you're walking on the beach, as you're walking on the road, as you're singing to yourself, as you're sitting, eating, dropping, driving, every time, I don't say you should really be focused. You can just see every experience of every object externally. Astibhati Priyam. Astibhati Priyam Namarupa. Astibhati Priyam Namarupa. When do you miss? You see Namarupa, then you see every object has Asti Bhati Priyam. Brahma, Sat Chitta Ananda is there with every object. Then you see both. Initially you see only Namarupa. Then you see Asti Bhati Priyam. Then you see both Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Bahya Savikalpa Bahya Drishya Anuvidha Savikalpa Samasaha. Sorry, Samadhi. Bahya Drishya Anuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. Samadhi. Is it clear now? Then you see both. Thereafter, what you do? Then you Shabda Asti Bhati Priyam. Then Shabbahya, isn't it? Shabda Anuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. Then you see what is Brahman? Sati existence. Asti is Sat. Bhati, cognition. So existence presupposes cognition. The cognition presupposes what? Consciousness. That consciousness is what now? It's of the nature of limitlessness. You see the words. Again, Shabda Anuvidya. See the meaning of the words revealing the nature of Brahman. For which you must have done lot of Shravanam. Understand now? That is why don't be in a hurry. You have to do enough of Shravanam. Otherwise Nidhyasana will be meaningless. That is why we had to go next text, next text, next text, next text. Then slowly you become effortless. The Shravanam itself will become Nidhyasana. How many texts have we completely studied, thoroughly studied? Tell me. How many texts have we completed? One Tattva Bodha we have studied. Namesake. How many books have you covered? Nothing else. But we've been studying. I'm not saying no. We've been, our understanding has been enhancing. Okay. Now, when you see, thereafter, you see, remove the Nama Rupa, then see only the Asti Bhati Priyam. It's called Bahya Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So first two verses only enumerates these names of this samadhi, the methods of contemplation. He only how to do that, okay? He says, thereafter he says, he's going to explain later on how to do that. The same author is going to teach us, now I am giving you introduction, isn't it? As what is avikalpa? Shabda Drishya Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi Shabda Anuvidya Savikalpa Samadhi. I'm just saying here, the teacher is going to teach you, he is going to explain to you how to be contemplative. Such a beautiful teacher, nice teacher, isn't he? This author is an excellent teacher. So you have to just read the verses and you have to be with that. But don't try to read translations, okay? It may confuse you.